This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. We have 45 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Cloudy this morning, kind of wet. We had some overnight rain, then clearing up totally by the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 60s, about 68 or 69. Tonight, we're looking at mostly clear skies with some fog rolling in after midnight. Overnight low 45. Tomorrow, we'll have to deal with fog first thing. Otherwise, mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, big chance of showers, 60% chance with the lows in the low 50s. And then on Thursday, a 40% chance of rain all day with a high only in the upper 60s. So getting a little warmer, then getting cooler again. The Chapel Hill Town Council endorsed a plan last night to build a veterans memorial at the Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery. But council members say they want more details on how the site will be maintained. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
Rusty Edminster grew up in Chapel Hill and remembers when Chapel Hill High used to be on Franklin Street. Like many in his class of 1962, he was called to serve in the Vietnam War. Last night, he asked the town council to approve a proposal from his fellow veterans designed to honor all of Chapel Hill's military service members.
I urge you, ladies and gentlemen, to approve this memorial because it's a permanent way for the town of Chapel Hill to say thank you for the time that veterans and their families sacrifice for the service of not only this community, but the United States.
A committee of veterans has been working since 2009 to site and design a veterans memorial in Chapel Hill. Last night, the council unanimously approved an initial proposal to locate the memorial in the Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery off Fordham Boulevard. The proposal would transform an existing brick plaza into a tree-lined stone-paved courtyard with five monuments, each representing a branch of the U.S. military. The project would be funded by private contributions, and although support for the plan ran high, many on the council said they wanted more details about the cost of maintaining the memorial, which will be located on town-owned property. Parks and Recreation Director Butch Keziah told the council organizers are hoping to raise enough money to cover long-term maintenance.
One of the ideas with the fundraising is to not only raise enough money to build the memorial, but to also have a maintenance fund that would go with it. Right now, we're looking at something around $300,000 is what would need to be raised to make all this work.
Matt Chakovsky, the only veteran currently serving on the council, said he'd like to see the town contribute as well.
If the town of Chapel Hill can at least contribute to the maintenance of this beautiful memorial, then I think that's shameful. Surely, we can find a little bit of money at least to participate in contributing to the maintenance of this.
Council voted unanimously to endorse the plan, paving the way for a fundraising campaign led by former council member Jim Merritt and UNC's Associate Vice Chancellor Bruce Runberg. If you'd like to find out more about plans for the Chapel Hill Veterans Memorial, you can check out a link on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Orange County Commissioners will hold a very important public hearing tonight to discuss how the county should pay for its popular recycling program. Now that the state Supreme Court has ruled against the current fee system, the options on the table include drawing boundaries for taxable service districts, creating a solid waste authority similar to Orange Water and Sewer Authority, or discontinuing rural curbside pickup service and leaving the towns to come up with their own solutions. Commissioners voted earlier this month to reject the idea of a countywide franchise agreement. The board will also consider a resolution calling on the General Assembly to repeal the death penalty in North Carolina. Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Durham have already approved a similar motion. If Orange County follows suit, it will be the first county in the state to officially oppose capital punishment. The board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Carborough Alderman will discuss the need for town-owned affordable housing when the board meets tonight. Some of the board want to know if the town could use eminent domain to acquire Collins Crossing, the apartment complex on Jones Ferry Road that's home to many low-income residents. The complex changed management in June of last year. Since then, rental rate hikes and property improvement fees have forced some of the residents out and raised concerns that Carborough is losing one of its last affordable housing options. Also tonight, Alderman will take public comments on a plan to buy a new fire truck. As well as an ordinance change, it would require some new downtown developments to build up instead of out. The board meets at 7:30 tonight at Carborough Town Hall. Police investigated a suspicious package near a bus stop on South Columbia Street near Carrington Hall on the UNC campus yesterday. Randy Young in the UNC Department of Public Safety confirmed that traffic was rerouted on South Columbia Street due to the investigation. Before 6:30 p.m., the all clear was given and traffic patterns returned to normal. The idea of paying collegiate athletes, it's an idea that used to seem outrageous, but may be a reality in the near future. ESPN broadcaster and Duke basketball alum Jay Billis spoke on the UNC campus last week. He says that the concept of amateurism in college sports doesn't work anymore, and things need to change. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
College sports is professional. The only thing amateur about it right now is the structure and the leadership, and the only thing amateur about it is the players don't get anything.
That's Jay Billis speaking during a college athletics roundtable discussion commissioned by Chancellor Holden Thorpe. The NCAA reports its projected revenue for the next year to be just under $800 million, with about $700 million coming from the new rights agreement with CBS Sports and Turner Broadcasting.
I have considered it for a long time to be immoral to restrict athletes from getting more than just a scholarship when we don't have a reason for doing so. And it's a conceptual problem, and I think it's a moral problem.
Billis says paying college players would be expenses incidental to a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Money is not the issue with regard to athletes, because we've got professional athletes that are playing, and we're not seeing major problems. The problem is the restriction we have from athletes receiving money.
He says a pay-for-play model needs to be instituted because Division I men's basketball and football are professional-like enterprises. He also argues that it's not right that college athletes can't cash in on endorsements. He says they have a right to support themselves and their families. Bill cited the example of four-time Olympic gold medalist Missy Franklin. She accepted an athletic scholarship to the University of California at Berkeley. To keep her NCAA eligibility, she can't receive any endorsements. Bill says it's not right that she has to lose out on millions of dollars in potential income. Additionally, the court's attention is focused on former UCLA basketball player Ed O'Bannon's lawsuit against the NCAA for using his likeness for profit without compensation. The fallout of the lawsuit could be tremendous, though it wouldn't be immediate. We could see retroactive payments of former and current student-athletes and the larger implications of throwing out the old college athletics business model altogether. Game makers like EA Sports could get out of the college business completely if they have to start paying royalties to athletes.
Think about it this way. The athlete is the only person in a university community that is restricted from compensation beyond expenses. The only person.
Billis says the harsh restrictions placed on college athletes have caused too many dealings with unauthorized agents to go under the table. He says the NCAA should lift the restrictions and bring transparency back to the process.
It has created an underground economy. It has created scandals that really don't need to be scandals.
And UNC felt the blow of scandals over the past 2 years, all beginning with a tweet by former UNC football player Marvin Austin. The tweet drew attention to Austin's dealings with a pro agent and ultimately led to an NCAA investigation of the university's football program. This subsequently surfaced irregularities in the African and Afro-American Studies Department.
The NCAA has been in scandal mode and in crisis mode since 1906 when it was founded. It was founded in scandal, it has continued in scandal, and it will continue in scandal unless there's change in the way the rules are structured and in the way that the governance is structured.
Chapelboro.com's Art Chansky has covered college sports since 1970. He agrees with Billis that it's not just amateur sports anymore and things need to be rectified.
Well, there's no question that there are big changes coming in college athletics. It's already started with the realignment, and eventually, I believe, it'll be one super division of the NCAA that will rewrite its own rule book.
Chansky says there are many issues, though, that may come about if players are paid. Will the NCAA lose its nonprofit tax exemption, and what about workmen's compensation?
And I think it'll start maybe on an experimental level. I would like to see maybe the ACC take the front position on that and be a conference that tests, you know, a certain pay-for-play scale.
Bill has posed the question, how should we pay the wrestler versus the star quarterback? Should we provide the men and women the same thing? His answer was a free market system. Though NCAA President Mark Emmert has adamantly argued against paying players, the topic is not going away. As Chansky said, the climate of college athletics has already begun to change. To hear Billis's full address at the UNC roundtable discussion on college athletics, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And Art will have more reflections on yesterday's announcement by the ACC coming up on Sports Notebook today in just a few minutes. 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report brought to you by Carborough Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carborough, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carborough Family Medicine. Find them on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. And now, the latest up-to-date traffic information. Here we go with Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly for the most part out on the roadways right now. 15501 northbound between I-40 and Garrett Road. Seeing a little bit of a slowdown. Otherwise, things not reporting any problems out there. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. Or you can tweet us at WCHL, and as always, we ask you do that safely.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Glass Half Full in Carborough. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right at the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun, too. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. It is 48 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, cloudy, and then clearing after a while. Our high today in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, widespread fog after midnight, overnight low around 45 degrees. Tomorrow, we're looking at widespread fog in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny and much warmer with the highs back up in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, chance of showers with maybe even thunderstorm in the evening, and then showers likely after midnight, too. Our overnight low in the low 50s, chance of rain is 60%. On Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and mostly sunny with the slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Not as warm with the highs in the upper 60s. We go from the 80s to the 60s in one day. Chance of rain 40% on Thursday. Then Thursday night, clearing with the lows in the low 40s. And then on Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. So the weather kind of up and down, but not that bad.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
Good morning. It is 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. There's a new poll out showing that North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory continues to be popular with an approval rating sitting at 49% right now. That's according to data collected by Public Policy Polling in Raleigh. And here is Tom Jensen.
49% is a very good approval rating for a politician, especially these days. Voters really are just so down on politicians in general.
The poll shows that 36% of North Carolinians disapprove of McCrory's job performance. Jensen says this is in large part because 31% of registered Democrats approve of the governor. Jensen compared McCrory's numbers in his first 4 months in office to his predecessor, former Democrat Governor Bev Perdue. He says McCrory's numbers have been steadily positive, whereas Perdue's numbers dropped each month during the first 6 months after she was elected. Public opinion of the Republican-controlled state legislature, however, is not on par with the governor's positive numbers.
Voters sort of think about state government as a whole. They're really not very happy.
52% of voters disapprove of Republicans as a whole running the state government, while just 38% approve. Jensen says this is because of the wave of legislation pouring out of the state legislature lately.
And what we're finding is that most of these controversial proposals are not popular with the public at large. You sort of see the national media mocking North Carolina for. Average North Carolina voters don't support. And I think that's why you see the Republicans' poll numbers so low.
To see the full breakdown of the new poll numbers, visit our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 7:21, 21 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Carolina Ophthalmology. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Monday, the Atlantic Coast Conference and its member institutions announced a commitment to strengthen unity in a time of busy realignment. The conference's Council of Presidents announced that 15 schools signed a grant of media rights that runs through the current contract expiring in 2026-27. If a school wants to leave the conference in that time, it would not be able to take the media rights to its own game with it, meaning it wouldn't offer any added value to a conference that it would be joining. In a release, ACC Commissioner John Swofford says the Council of Presidents has shown tremendous leadership in ensuring the Atlantic Coast Conference is extremely well-positioned with unlimited potential. Art has more on this coming up in just a moment here. The number one-ranked UNC baseball team could tie its longest win streak of the year in this week's midweek matchups. Tar Heels begin with the Wilmington Seahawks. UNC Wilmington, they blanked 10-0 in the season's first meeting. And the Seahawks have gone 9-2 since the teams last met on the coast. And basically, this is a pretty good baseball team Carolina would be playing. First pitch today, scheduled for 6 p.m. at Bossemer Stadium. On Wednesday, Carolina will host Charlotte. Tar Heels are 1-0 against Atlantic 10 teams this season, having defeated Virginia Commonwealth in late March by a score of 3-2 in 10 innings. 49ers are 22-17 overall, but 1-5 against the ACC this season. First pitch on Wednesday will be 7 o'clock at the Bosch. Again, today, 6 o'clock, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. You can hear both games on WCHL and streaming live online at our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Pardon me if I'm skeptical about the ACC's new grant of meteorites. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The nebulous announcement Monday that the ACC has agreed to a grant of rights of its 14-year TV contract to current and new members is a nice move to calm all the realignment jitters. But what does that mean exactly? The ACC is the fourth league to issue such a grant of rights, which I guess means that the league agrees to pay each member school the current and soon-to-be-escalated TV share if each school agrees not to go anywhere without having to pay the $52 million exit fee, or if it does, will have to pay back all of the media rights that it has previously received from the ACC. Good luck with that. The ACC supposedly has several schools still on the radar of the Big Ten, one of the four leagues that already has such a grant of rights. Only its projected rights fees in 2017 is $42 million per school. So if an ACC member wants and needs that kind of TV jack to stay solvent, it will eventually leave with a message to the ACC. Sue me if you don't like it. Departing Maryland is already subject to the $50 million exit fee, and the Terps will tie up that puppy in court for years. The Big 12 is another league that has a so-called grant of rights, and if an exodus occurs, there won't be much left of the old Big 8 and former Southwest Conference to grant diminished rights to any remaining members. Texas is already fighting with everyone in the Big 12 over its disproportionate share of revenues, including that from the Texas Sports Network, and the Pac-12 is throwing Big 10-tight numbers around if the Longhorns and Oklahoma head west to form a Pac-14. Then there is the SEC that does not have a grant of rights, which is kind of an admission that it really doesn't know to whom it will be granting such rights when the dust settles. Supposedly, the SEC still has its eyes on Clemson, Florida State, and Virginia Tech, just as the Big Ten has flirted with Virginia and Georgia Tech, and you know would love to have UNC and Duke. So all of this is just political posturing because TV money rules and will continue to at such payoff levels. All the BCS leagues are in Pasadena this week in meetings between the poachers and the poachees. They may make nice over where the new four-team football playoff is held, what it will be called, and who's on the selection committee. But the bottom line is this. TV money talks, and schools will walk to get more of it and keep their athletic departments from having to cut sports and expenses. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
Seagroves, Nationwide Insurance Agency practices On Your Side service. Here's Ted Seagroves with what it means to him.
On Your Side service would be an opportunity to provide an end result for what people expect out of the insurance. Sometimes it's just a shoulder to cry on. Sometimes it's advice for insurance for our clients. And then sometimes it's being there when they really need it the most.
Let Seagroves be on your side. Contact the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency today.
Guess where I'll be this summer? Chapel Hill Gymnastics. The community's most popular gymnastics facility is offering summer camps. Your children ages 3 and up will learn new skills, make new friends, get exercise, and have fun. Chapel Hill Gymnastics Summer Camp take place in their 7,000-plus square foot climate-controlled gymnasium at the corner of Eubanks and Millhouse Roads. Register online today at chapelhillgymnastics.com. I'll be at Chapel Hill Gymnastics Summer Camp. You should come with me.
Good morning. It's 7:27, 27 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Carolina Performing Arts presents Martha Graham Dance Company, Myth and Transformation, this Friday and Saturday nights at 8 o'clock at Memorial Hall on the beautiful UNC campus. Back in 1984, Martha Graham premiered her choreography to the Rite of Spring at the New York State Theater at Lincoln Center to a standing ovation. Not seen by audiences since 1993, her Rite of Spring performance will return to the stage at Memorial Hall. If you'd like to attend this Friday evening show, you'll have an opportunity to win some tickets later on in the morning on WCHL. It's all part of the Rite of Spring. It's continued all season long, just a wonderful series of shows at Memorial Hall in the UNC campus, presented by Carolina Performing Arts. Again, Martha Graham Dance Company, Myth and Transformation, this Friday and Saturday nights at 8 at Memorial Hall at UNC. Your opportunity to win later on in the morning. Keep it right here on WCHL. You'll have the opportunity to call in and win some tickets. It is 7:28, 28 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Good morning.
It's the most important day on the WCHL broadcast calendar, the annual Chapel Hill Carborough Orange County Forum. The 2013 Forum is Thursday, live from the WCHL studios in Chapel Hill, from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. Each year, we tackle important topics in our community. And this year, guests from local government, UNC, the business community, public schools, nonprofits, and residents at large will focus on topics that include town and county challenges, education, diversity, democracy, economic growth, sustainability, and much more. Submit your questions via email to social@WCHL.com or post them to the WCHL Facebook wall. Be sure to tune in Thursday from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. to hear the many views of our community on 97.9 FM WCHL. The 2013 Community Forum is presented with the generous support of Harrington Bank, AutoLogic, and the UPS stores on Forna Boulevard and in Metamont.
Women's Voices Chorus invites you to our spring concert, The Foibles of Fauna. We'll take you on a world tour of music about animals in a delightful performance that's fun for all ages. The concert is Sunday, May 5th at 3 p.m. at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Chapel Hill. Tickets are available at the door or online at womensvoiceschorus.org, where you can learn more about us and our spring concert. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our community.
Our name is WCHL. Our dialed position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It's the bottom of the hour at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And this forecast brought to you by the Carolina Inn. All kinds of specials throughout the week. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. They offer daily specials. Today happens to be Let's Toast Tuesday. It's $2 off Carolina Crossroads specialty cocktails, like everybody's favorite Tar Heel Teeny. I got to try one of those. Tar Heel Teeny on special today, and all the other cocktail drinks, specialty cocktails, $2 off today. Hours and menus available at CarolinaInn.com. It is 48 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, cloudy, and then clearing later on in the day. Our high temperature today, about 68. Tonight, mostly clear and widespread fog after midnight. Overnight low, 45. Tomorrow, we're looking at fog first thing in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny and warmer with a high up in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, 60% chance of rain with a low in the low 50s. Then on Thursday, big chance of rain as well with a high of about 68 degrees. Temperatures kind of up and down.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
I'm Dave Barrett. Small knives, souvenir baseball bats, and more were going to be allowed as airline carry-ons.
They were attempting to harmonize the rules with the other security agencies around the world, and they did not find that the actual threats of ever taking over an aircraft ever came from a small penknife or a baseball bat or a hockey stick.
Former chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, Mark Rosenker, is a CBS News transportation safety analyst.
These are federal rules levels of security. So it's not about the airline deciding to do this. This is what the Transportation Security Administration decides would be appropriate to bring on board an aircraft.
But after flight attendants complained, this plan, which would have taken effect Thursday, is now on hold. Passengers at several airports have been on hold, like Nancy Bryant in Dallas.
We backed away from the gate, and they said we just were told that we are going to be an hour and 20 minutes sitting on the runway.
All because of federal cuts that have led to air traffic controller furloughs. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It's 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. There are questions to be answered about Chapel Hill's Veterans Memorial to be built at Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery.
One of the ideas with the fundraising is to not only raise enough money to build the memorial, but to also have a maintenance fund that would go with it.
That story and much more coming up on WCHL. Plus, today's commentary is from Professor Lou Margolis. He talks about student-athletes and academics. All of that on the way on WCHL. Right now, it is 46 degrees in Chapel Hill. Cloudy skies this morning and then clearing later on in the day. Our high today, about 68 degrees. Rain's coming probably tomorrow night and Thursday. The Chapel Hill Town Council endorsed a plan to build a veterans memorial at the Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery last night, but council members say they want more details on how the site is to be maintained. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend.
Rusty Edminster grew up in Chapel Hill and remembers when Chapel Hill High used to be on Franklin Street. Like many in his class of 1962, he was called to serve in the Vietnam War. Last night, he asked the town council to approve a proposal from his fellow veterans designed to honor all of Chapel Hill's military service members.
I urge you, ladies and gentlemen, to approve this memorial because it's a permanent way for the town of Chapel Hill to say thank you for the time that veterans and their families sacrificed for the service of not only this community, but the United States.
A committee of veterans has been working since 2009 to site and design a veterans memorial in Chapel Hill. Last night, the council unanimously approved an initial proposal to locate the memorial in the Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery off Fordham Boulevard. The proposal would transform an existing brick plaza into a tree-lined stone-paved courtyard with five monuments, each representing a branch of the U.S. military. The project would be funded by private contributions, and although support for the plan ran high, many on the council said they wanted more details about the cost of maintaining the memorial, which will be located on town-owned property. Parks and Recreation Director Butch Keziah told the council organizers are hoping to raise enough money to cover long-term maintenance.
One of the ideas with the fundraising is to not only raise enough money to build the memorial, but to also have a maintenance fund that would go with it. Right now, we're looking at something around $300,000 is what would need to be raised to make all this work.
Matt Chakovsky, the only veteran currently serving on the council, said he'd like to see the town contribute as well.
If the town of Chapel Hill can at least contribute to the maintenance of this beautiful memorial, then I think that's shameful. Surely, we can find a little bit of money at least to participate in contributing to the maintenance of this.
Council voted unanimously to endorse the plan, paving the way for a fundraising campaign led by former council member Jim Merritt and UNC's Associate Vice Chancellor Bruce Runberg. If you'd like to find out more about plans for the Chapel Hill Veterans Memorial, you can check out a link on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Orange County Commissioners will get together tonight. They have a very important public hearing scheduled to discuss how Orange County should pay for its popular recycling program. Now that the state Supreme Court has ruled against the current fee system, the options on the table include drawing boundaries for taxable service districts, creating a solid waste authority similar to Orange Water and Sewer Authority, or discontinuing rural curbside pickup service and leaving the towns to come up with their own solutions. Commissioners voted earlier in the month to reject the idea of a countywide franchise agreement. The board will also consider a resolution calling on the General Assembly to repeal the death penalty here in North Carolina. Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Durham have already approved a similar motion. Since Chapel Hill and Carborough have done it already, if Orange County follows suit, it will be the first county in the state to officially oppose capital punishment. The board meets tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Carborough Alderman will discuss the need for town-owned affordable housing when the board meets tonight. Some on the board want to know if the town could use eminent domain to acquire Collins Crossing, the apartment complex on Jones Ferry Road that's home to many low-income residents. The complex changed management in June of last year, and since then, rental rate hikes and property improvement fees have forced some of the residents out and raised concerns that Carborough is losing one of its last affordable options. Also tonight, Alderman will take public comment at a plan to buy a new fire truck, as well as an ordinance change that would require some new downtown developments to build up instead of out. The board will meet tonight, 7:30, at Carborough Town Hall. And scary moments in Chapel Hill yesterday. Police investigated a suspicious package near a bus stop on South Columbia Street near Carrington Hall late yesterday. Randy Young in the UNC Department of Public Safety confirmed that traffic was rerouted on South Columbia Street because of the investigation. Before 6:30 p.m., though, the all-clear was given and the traffic patterns returned to normal. Turned out not to be a problem with that package. It's 7:37 at WCHL, 23 minutes until 8 o'clock. This is Ron Stutz. Coming up, Professor Lou Margolis has today's commentary. He has reflections on the first meeting of a very important committee. It was held last week here in Chapel Hill, talking about athletes and academics, etc., on campus. And that'll be followed by all the usual stuff this half hour, the clean joke of the day, hometown hero, Wayne Pond's word of the day, and more. Very special hometown hero coming up in just a few minutes. Katie Savage, please listen to this. She has a very important message. All right, time now for Rand Northam. And, Rand, what's happening at chapelboro.com today?
Well, I've got to tell you, Ron, there's a lot coming up here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community this week. It's already been a busy week, and we're just into Tuesday right now. We've, of course, got the WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough Orange County Forum that's coming up on Thursday.
Yeah.
We will not only do 10 hours of live programming that day, but then for the next week after that, we're going to review all of those topics, too. So if you can't tune into every hour of that day, I know that's a long day to be, just devoting to that. We hope that you can join us for as much as you can. But if you can't, we'll be reviewing it on the air here on WCHL and on our website, chapelboro.com. You can actually hear all of those hours over again. We'll be posting all of those hours. So that's a big day. But outside of the WCHL studios, there's a lot going on as well. Of course, big meetings coming up tonight at the Board of Aldermen and the Board of County Commissioners. We'll have reporters at those meetings to let you know about all of those, and those are big topics coming up. Also coming up on Friday is the 140 West unveiling, the grand opening of 140 West. So that's a big day as well, and you can find out more information on that by visiting our website, chapelboro.com.
I'll be there to MC that night.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. You and Rachel Nash will be there representing WCHL. And
you got it.
We'll have a recap of that. That's great news. In our local buzz columns right now, Aaron Keck, our afternoon and evening news host, former news director here at WCHL, has a column up called Boston Bombs, Guns, Chechens, and the Never-Ending Rush to Judgment.
Wow.
So you'll want to read that for sure. And today on the WCHL Afternoon News at 4:40, Aaron will sit down with Jeff Danner, who has his newest Common Science column up. And we talked about that yesterday here on our Chapelboro segment. We've got our lifestyle section on our website, chapelboro.com, with lots of great things. And today, chapelboro.com will post who won the shortlist.
All right.
How to help make your garden grow here in Chapelboro. So lots going on our website, more than I can even mention right now, but you can find all of that information and much more by visiting our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Oh, we'll give you another 20 minutes if you need it to go ahead and go through all
sure,
that stuff.
Sure, sure.
Just kidding. All right. Coming up on WCHL, we'll take a look at traffic and weather together and a whole lot more, so stay with us this morning. Hope you're doing okay. It is really kind of... I was kind of surprised this morning when I woke up and saw everything was wet. I hadn't even realized that it
yeah.
rained overnight,
yeah.
But it did.
My dogs were not happy about that.
Is that right?
Yeah. They do not like going out in the rain. So.
They don't like getting their feet wet?
Not even in the slightest.
Yeah, well, it's actually going to be a pretty good day today after it clears up. We'll have more on the forecast coming up in just a moment.
After a long day, refuel at R&R Grill. Enjoy a cocktail from our house list that showcases Prohibition classics and modern specialties.
Macy's. R&R Grill also offers the best in culinary pleasures, open daily from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., serving lunch, dinner, and late night, plus a made-from-scratch Sunday brunch, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Experience the best casual American dining on the best patio in town. Located in the heart of East Franklin Street, everyone needs some R&R, Chapel Hill's premier bar and grill.
National Volunteer Week is April 21st through April 27th, and the Orange County Department on Aging is looking for a few good volunteers. Seniors can stay young in both body and mind by volunteering in areas such as sporting events, dance competitions, creative expression, and much more. These activities keep older adults on the move as they make a positive difference in the community. To sign up as a volunteer, please call 919-245-2020. That's 919-245-2020.
This is Lyda Coleman of Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, your local CPAs and advisors. What was your tax rate in 2012? In 2013, it could be very different, which means you need to start planning now for the new tax laws. Our CPAs are well-educated and stay fully up-to-date on what's going on in Washington and Raleigh and are ready to advise you on whatever comes your way.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
Terra Nova Global Properties is locally owned. We're on Main Street in Carrboro, affectionately known as the Paris of the Piedmont. The global in our name means we are trained and qualified to find you a pied-à-terre in Paris, the real one. I'm Mariana Fiorentino, owner and broker. Around the corner or around the globe, we are focused on international buyers moving here or those of you chasing your dream to live abroad.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at TerraNovaGlobal.com.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach, you don't know how hard it was to get him to sit still and do that for just 30 seconds. I mean, the guy is always on the move. Coach, we're real excited about the upcoming football season and know you had a great spring. And wish you well. Can't wait. And in the meantime, the Carolina baseball season continues strong. Tar Heels are 39-2 on this season. Hope you will take the opportunity to go out to Boshmer Stadium and watch the Tar Heels play. They will be playing tonight at 6 o'clock. You can hear it on WCHL. Hope you'll go out and watch the action.
The Commentators is presented by Sunrise Dental, offering a wide variety of services, including their advanced methods of sedation dentistry. Choose Sunrise Dental online at visitsunrise.com. And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. The Rawlings panel recently held its first meeting to consider how challenges caused by athletics at UNC can inform the direction of our campus and the national higher education community. I would like to remind the panel that the first step in any useful analysis is to provide a clear definition of the problem. Unfortunately, the agenda of the well-attended meeting did not clearly frame the questions. Chancellor Thorpe introduced the session by stating as fact that big-time college athletics are here to stay, or implying that $100 million in sales of licensed merchandise somehow makes the athletics enterprise okay. Why should we start a conversation if we have these answers? Bubba Cunningham then traced in great detail the treacherous path of big-time college sports with a certainty and inevitability that again makes us wonder, why start a discussion? Chancellor Thorpe then returned to the podium to bemoan the powerlessness of chancellors to adhere to educational missions in the face of alumni and boosters who demand what to professional sports programs in football and basketball. It was only after hearing a frame of inescapability and impotence that speakers like Jay Billis, Richard Southall, and Jay Smith ask the important questions. Why do we accept the hypocrisy of amateurism when the only ones not being paid are the very people, the football and basketball players, who are producing most of the economic value? How do we live with the basic unfairness of the so-called collegiate model, whereby millions upon millions of dollars that the revenue athletes in football and basketball generate are redistributed to coaches, luxury facilities, and other students who do not have such financial need? Shouldn't we at least use clear language for this discussion? That is, discard the term student athlete, a label created created by the NCAA to confuse efforts to rein in the hypocrisy that has come to characterize big-time sports on campus? In her modern classic, The Handmaid's Tale, Margaret Atwood taught us that it isn't the sort of thing you ask questions about, because the answers are not usually answers you want to know. I encourage the panel to ask the right questions. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Commentators is presented by Sunrise Dental, accepting new patients for cosmetic, restorative, and general dentistry procedures. Choose Sunrise Dental, online at visitsunrise.com.
What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT.
What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Rand Northam. Over the past few days, it's been impossible to turn on a television without seeing updates about the manhunt and capture of the second Boston Marathon bomber. We hit the streets to find out how you feel the media is portraying the entire situation.
Sam, Chapel Hill. They kind of jumped the gun originally when they said that they had somebody, they had a suspect in court. So I was kind of started off bad, but they've been doing pretty well since then, I think. A lot of times they don't have a lot to talk about because they have to wait for new information to come out. But overall, I think they, other than the initial mess up, they've done pretty well.
Sheila Sigmund, and I currently live in Durham, North Carolina. My personal opinion, I think that when things of this nature are over-publicized, that it actually brings more attention to people that may have some of these ideas in their head, and it may make something else come about. I'd like to see it kind of die down and see more about some of the victims and some of the families and how they're surviving.
Vicki Cook in Chapel Hill. Sometimes it seems a bit over the top. However, I think everyone was so interested in knowing what was going on that maybe there was no other way to do it. I think mainly everyone just wanted to be informed and did want to know what was happening. And just were very grateful when the fellow was captured.
Do you think that the media has done a sufficient job of covering the manhunt and capture of the second Boston Marathon bomber?
Brian from Chapel Hill.
Well, I think it's a difficult question. Anytime you have a controversial issue and folks want to report early, and I don't really have an opinion on whether or not they jumped the gun. I just think it's a problem with the 24/7 news cycle and folks trying to get ahead of the story. I think it's just symptomatic of our culture today.
Will, Chapel Hill. In terms of, I guess, quality, they did a pretty good job. Quantity, I thought, was a bit much. They just ran with it all day long. It's just funny how, a certain news story will just take over and the others will disappear.
Mary Bear, and I live in Chapel Hill. I think the media glorifies violence. I also think the reason all of the school children are being shot is this. The moment of fame.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
Have you given up on organized religion? What if you found a church that was fun, energetic, encouraging, diverse, and actually made a difference in the world? This is Kenner Fenner, pastor of Grace Church of Chapel Hill, and I want to invite you to try a new kind of church. We believe in truth, but practice grace. We're into Jesus and social justice. We are young and old, married and single. We are white, black, Hispanic, and Asian. We are Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. And we have a blast doing life together. Check us out. It may be the best hour of your week. Grace Church, online at gracelife.com.
Kitchen a little cramped? Let Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions make your life a little easier. Bill Cedarburg has been helping local families achieve their design dreams for over 25 years. The design team will guide you through your home's entire project to ensure that you have the kitchen, bathroom, or addition that suits your family's needs. And they've been an Angie's List Super Service Award winner for the last 2 years. Cedarburg Kitchens, translating your home dreams into living spaces. Learn more at CedarburgKitchens.com.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Our traffic report brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys at Menomont Village in Chapel Hill. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 southbound approaching I-40 from Garrett Road. Seeing a slowdown right now. Otherwise, things moving smoothly out on the roadways. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL, and we ask, as always, that you do that safely.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Berkeley Grimble is there for you always at Grimble Jewelers. They're right next door to Whole Foods. Won't have any problem finding them on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. It is 48 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Cloudy this morning, but clearing in the afternoon. Our high today about 68. Tonight, mostly clear. Low around 45. We'll have some fog first thing in the morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny and warmer with a high in the low 80s. So warming up by at least 15 degrees by tomorrow. Tomorrow night, a big chance of rain, 60% chance with the low around 52. And then on Thursday, 40% chance of more rain, maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 60s on Thursday. Thursday night, clearing with the lows in the low 40s. And then on Friday, partly cloudy day with a low in the middle 40s. 7:51, 9 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond joins us now. What's happening this morning in Chatham County, big guy?
Well, I'll tell you, it's garbage day today. Can't get more exciting than that. We're all out in front of our houses waiting for the garbage truck to come by.
Listening to the symphony of the garbage trucks. I love it. Well,
all right, Ron. Well, listen, I thought I'd go all exotic on you this morning here.
Okay.
And take a deep breath and throw a foreign word. You know what I mean? Those foreign words?
Yeah, yeah. It's all Greek to me.
Use them all the time. The word of the day, I think I got this right. The word of the day is huarache. Huarache. Hmm. It is pronounced, well, let me give you the spelling first, okay?
Okay.
H-U-A-R-A-C-H-E. H-U-A-R-A-C-H-E. It's pronounced huarache. That H. Is silent. In Spanish, it's almost always silent. In fact, I think it's universally silent. Lord forbid we use a generalization that some professor disagree with, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we'll hear from him, I'm sure.
Hey, you heard from one this morning. I'll tell you, God bless Lou Margolis. that guy's got it right between the crosshairs, and he's also probably a tenured professor. That's why he can talk the way he talks.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
do you know what the definition is here of huarache?
It sounds like some kind of Latin dance or something, but I don't know.
Well, you're close. You're close, Ron. It is a noun. It is a leather-thonged sandal footwear. And huaraches were originally worn by Mexican Indians. It originates, according to the wordsmith, this word, at any rate, originates in the late 19th century in Mexican Spanish. So, as I say, I thought I'd get colorful and exotic and all bananas and everything on you.
Yeah, sounds good.
Are you happy with that?
Yes, sir. I've learned something.
All right, one more time. H-U-A-R-A-C-H-E. Huarache, a sandal, a leather thong sandal. So go put on your serape and enjoy the day.
I'm going to lie down and take a siesta. Have a good day, buddy.
Adios.
Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? I don't know. Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, and define it. If you could do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 97.9 FM, WCHL, this is Ron Stutz, and Brian Chakos is in here with the joke of the day. Presumably, that's why you're here.
That's why I'm here.
You didn't bring breakfast, I'm assuming.
No.
Just come in here with the joke every day?
Just the joke, man. No breakfast, sorry, pal.
One of these days, maybe you'll
one of these days, we're going to get it going. We need to grab one of the interns.
One day, you're going to figure out what you need to do before you come in here. But that's okay. I'll let you by with it for now, because we're having fun.
We need the interns to bring breakfast.
No, right? I need you to bring back.
Oh, well, I'll bring breakfast.
Hey, listen, we're just ahead of our hometown hero of the day on WCHL, but right now, Brian Chokos is going to make you laugh. Pressure's not on or anything.
Oh, my God. The pressure's mounting.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we got some great material, and this is a new joke from a new individual who sent in material, and this is from John Palm. John, thanks so much for sending the joke in, man. We appreciate it. And here we go. We're going to let this one rip, and we'll see what happens.
No, Mae McClendon, no Wiley.
I know. Mae's like, yeah, these people are on like a hiatus.
Thomas Allen.
They're on a hiatus. They must be down in like the Key West or something.
You need to give them a day off every now and then.
Yeah, yeah. So, John, thanks so much for sending this to me, pal. I appreciate it.
All right.
And let's here we go.
All right.
A new restaurant may be opening name Avita's to be run by a couple named Tina and Archie. The menu is soup made by Tina and rye bread made by Arch. To get the full flavor impact, one has to dip the bread in the soup, but you have to ask them to do it for you. So when you eat at Avita's, you will say, "Dunk rye for me, Arch and Tina." And that, folks, is the clean joke of the day.
That's terrible. That's really terrible.
John, no, John, I like it, man.
I'm embarrassed.
Keep sending, John. Keep sending the material, man. I appreciate it.
That's on you, Brian, not me.
No, I like it. I like it. Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
See you, man. Have a good day.
See you, Ron.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Katie Savage is a junior at the University of North Carolina. She just received the Undergraduate Student Award for her work in founding Advocates for Carolina, an organization for students with disabilities. Katie Savage is today's WCHL hometown hero.
We are a student organization, and we are advocating for students with disabilities. And I founded Advocates after transferring to Carolina last semester and having a disability myself, and I did relearn how to walk into prosthesis, and you know, coming to Carolina, wanting to meet others with, you know, disability, you know, that's pretty much what began the initiation for that group.
Katie Savage had heart surgery when she was 14 years old. She knew it was a serious operation, but had no idea that when she woke up, she would be missing a leg. You can imagine what she went through, some very tough times. Now that she's a student at Carolina, she knows that others face challenges of their own, and she wants everyone to know that there are other students going through what they're going through. They are not alone. Katie is all about helping others.
Just having the experiences that I've had, you know, my dream is just to serve others, you know, and so, you know, this is what I love, and it's helping others is just so much part of the person I am, you know, that's the only way I know how to describe it.
I was personally touched when Katie told me that years ago she heard an interview I did with Marty Revelette, a man who was born with no arms. Marty has since passed on, but that interview with Marty Revelette, who managed to do all kinds of things despite his disabilities, really inspired Katie and made her feel more like she could do anything.
I remember a few years ago I went into Sutton and I was looking for him because that interview, it just gave me so much hope, and so it was magical. And I believe it was you who, it was the first time I had heard your voice, it was like the first time I tuned in to WCHL, and that interview just meant so much to me.
Katie Savage, you mean so much to so many other people. You have already inspired so many others, and I get the feeling your life's work is going to be doing just that, helping others. There's a special exhibit at the Carolina Student Union on display now. It's called This Able Life. Go see it. It is an inspiration. Katie Savage, a student at Carolina, doing great things. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
47 degrees in Chapel Hill, cloudy this morning and clearing for the afternoon. Our high today about 68. Tonight, mostly clear with a low down to 45 degrees.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness